A new study shows that in order for some early birds to catch the worm, they have to breed sooner in the spring. To find out more, I visited Powder Mill Nature Reserve in Westmoreland County. It's owned by the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. The red bud trees are in bloom there in the Laurel Highlands, and Luke DeGroat is in the thick of spring migration. He's the avian research coordinator and runs the bird banding program at Powder Mill.
It's sort of a bit like fishing in a way. We put out our nets to see what we catch.
From early in the morning until about noon, he and a handful of volunteers patrol a series of nets, kind of like volleyball nets, that are set up around the property.
This is a red-winged blackbird. I'm going to grab him by the body and very carefully pull the netting over the tip of the wing.
Birds like this little guy with the distinctive red patch on its wing get caught up in the fine netting and drop down into a pocket where they're scooped up by researchers.
The red-winged blackbirds tend to hold on tight.
He's really clinging on.
When it's finally freed, DeGroat gingerly places the bird into a bag, like a small pillowcase, and loops its string into a red carabiner around his neck. Red indicates which size metal band to place on the blackbird's leg so it can be tracked.
I'm heading to three. If anyone wants to check the edge of the ponds, that'd be great.
All the birds they capture this morning and every morning are taken back to a small lab where they're banded with a unique number and weighed. Researchers also examine their feathers to determine age and if the birds are getting ready to breed.
The females, when they're in breeding condition, will lose the feathers on the breast and insert some fluid to create really like a hot water bottle for the eggs.
And they've been collecting these data here at Powder Mill consistently for over 50 years. That's how they know from previous studies that birds are migrating here a little earlier in the spring than they used to, and breeding sooner. And that got DeGroat and his research partner Molly McDermott thinking.
All right, if they're migrating early and they're breeding early, are they breeding earlier because they're migrating early? Or are they breeding more quickly after they arrive?
So what did you find?
Yeah, they're basically getting busier earlier after arrival.
That's true for the majority of the 17 common bird species they studied. In their recent paper published in the journal PLOS ONE, they connect early breeding to warmer springs and climate change. Because while birds are arriving in western Pennsylvania a day earlier for every 1 degree Celsius that the temperature has warmed over the last few decades, spring buds are opening 3 days earlier. Those plants and the insects birds rely on for food, for the survival of their young, are now sort of mismatched with the timing of spring migration. So these birds are responding the only way they can.
They're having to catch up because they're not able to catch up during migration. They're not able to sort of advance that as much as the plants. They have to begin breeding soon after arrival if they want to breed at a time period that's sort of what they're used to.
When the tender plants and insects they eat are at their peak. A quarter of the species which bred earlier in this study, like black-capped chickadees, were more productive, had more young in these warmer years. But another 25%, including hooded warblers, didn't. Their productivity declined. DeGroat says you can look at the results of this study two ways. On the glass half full side, it shows some bird species are flexible and capable of adapting to climate change. But while weather isn't climate, a few years ago there was a hard winter and later spring, this year is warmer, the overall trend for birds is worrying.
If it continues to warm, that window which they have to be adaptable is shrinking.
This most recent study just looks at the timing of bird breeding. But DeGroat says it's easy to see the implications for the ecosystem. If some species are less successful because of climate change, there might be fewer birds to pick off insects or spread seeds from the fruits they eat. Next, DeGroat plans to look at how birds might be affected by another aspect of climate change, more frequent and intense weather events like snowstorms. There's more on the study and some great photos of birds by Powder Mill staff. The detail on the ruby-throated hummingbird is kind of amazing. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.